Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Welcome in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday morning. Hopefully everybody had a nice weekend. Hopefully you got that winter coat out this morning because it's freezing.
Brick!
Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? All good. Yeah, it was brick out there this morning, man. So yeah, hopefully I was riding and saw the people that like work outside, ski mask, everything, man. So yeah, y'all stay safe and stay out there. Stay warm out there. But I mean, this is not going to last that much longer.
Now, a couple
today,
days.
Today and tomorrow.
We'll be back to normal.
Back to normal and everything like that. We are kind of back to normal on a usual Monday after a Falcon game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, we're used to this.
Yeah, we're used to this.
This is kind of what it's become. You know, they lose again. Obviously, you all know that by now. That's four in a row. They've lost four in a row, two consecutive seasons. The record is now 3-6. And obviously, the details of yesterday's loss were different than the previous three. I think probably the best they played in any of the four of them. Not that anyone cares. They had less points than the Colts did at the end of the game.
Yep.
And there's a lot of details as to why it went that way. But, yeah, man, this is this is not where they were supposed to be 9 games into the season, and now Steph starts to get real uncomfortable.
Yeah, man. I mean, it already is uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know, it's I thought they played well enough to win that game yesterday.
Because they did.
I thought the previous
just
week.
Just like the week before.
Yeah, man. And so it just, you know, just those little things like, you know, the third down. I mean, that's the glaring thing for this team right now. Not able to stay on the field, sustain drives. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's just unfortunate because of where this is going, because you have a quarterback who's playing like a young quarterback. We completely said that. They got to help him out. Kyle's got to make that play. That's a touchdown.
Kyle's got to make a play.
But then he got to throw it out there for Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's just those.
There's the one Kyle dropped, and then there's the one that he underthrew.
I mean, that's maybe
two touchdowns.
Yeah. So, you know what I mean? So you got that push and pull and things like that. I thought the defense, when they weren't running the ball against them, was flying around.
The defense was excellent against the pass.
They were flying around, you know, and the pass rush. And obviously the two rooks made another big-time play together. But, yeah, I mean, it happened in the Tampa game where the runner gets lost, mm-hmm. and then he bounced out the backside. There's nobody there.
Yep.
And we talked about this on Friday. Like, Jonathan Taylor has home run. He's a track guy.
Yeah.
And so when he was out there, you were not catching him. But, I mean, they just didn't do a good job of corralling him when they needed to. I thought Daniel Jones looked like Daniel Jones.
Yeah. Yeah, they did. They made him uncomfortable. Yeah. He fumbles, man.
Yeah, we thought he put the ball on it.
That was such an issue with him in New York. I mean, he was averaging like a fumble a game.
Yes, you remember that.
When he must have fumbled three times. Jonathan Taylor fumbled.
Yeah.
And they were getting big bounces and falling on him, but the Falcons were able to recover a couple of them as well.
But we mentioned that on Friday. Like, they'll put the ball on the ground.
And they did.
And you just couldn't, you know, and it was unfortunately, they were both by the damn sideline. Mm-hmm. You get the early fumble. But you got the turnover in downs anyways, that first drive, which is excellent. But, yeah, I mean, them not being able to just corral a guy who's probably the leader in MVP right now in the National Football League, Jonathan Taylor. But, yeah, just, you know, we got what we wanted with Tyler. He was getting 10-plus carries. That was going to, you know, once he's up there, they're doing something. I thought that they – even though they went away from the run, they still kind of stuck with the run.
Well, yeah, and the final know. That final drive that could have been the game-winning yes. drive yes. had they handled their business afterward, which is kind of where I want to start, because I know that the 12 for 28 performance from the quarterback is definitely a major talking point this morning. And I understand, like, obviously he's got to play better yes. consistently throughout the totality of the game in order for them to not need all those little breaks that don't go their way, don't show up quite as much if Penix hits those throws. Yeah. Because there was a 40-minute stretch in that game where the defense held Indianapolis mm-hmm. scoreless.
And I kept saying, like, you can't keep giving this team –
You gotta extend the lead. You got to do something yep. here. And the Falcons just seemed – I don't know. They didn't seem content. They weren't doing it on purpose. Credit to Indianapolis and their defense a little bit too. But, like, you had to take advantage of that stretch where the defense – they gave up some points in the first quarter, and then they locked in, and they played very well until midway through the fourth quarter. And Falcons didn't score enough points in that time to give themselves enough of a lead. They did drive the ball down the field with less than 2 minutes and put it in the end zone, though.
Yes.
And then made a really nice play on the two-point conversion and took a three-point lead with under 2 minutes to go.
You got
to
hold that lead.
And then just an awful, awful coverage mistake on special teams, which is something we've talked about all year.
These damn coverage
they
teams.
They are not.
These damn coverage
they
teams,
do
man.
Not cover well.
These damn coverage teams, man. And it cost you. No, don't say that. It helped them because if you pin them down there, they don't have a short field. Yeah. I mean, they played with a short field so many times. If you don't get some of these penalties that brought things back, they might have 500 yards of damn return yards. Mm-hmm. It was unbelievable how bad the coverage units were yesterday. But I mean,
they had 500 yards on short fields.
Yes.
Imagine if it would have been like decent coverage. They might have had 700 yards on the Falcons' defense.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's just one of those things where you're like, you got to have all three of these phases work together. And when one is working against it, the one that, you know, that until something bad happens, you don't talk about it a lot, right. meaning special teams, then you're going to have issues, man. But yeah, I mean, they went down. It was a great drive that Michael done put together to get down there and take the lead. And then you're in a situation where all you need is one stop. All you need is one stop, and it started as a cluster from when the ball was kicked off.
Yep. You gave him, you spotted him at the 50 off the kickoff. And then the defense played well. You got him into third and 21.
Yep.
You got him into third and 21, and then you gave up 20 yards.
You left him off the hook.
You immediately gave up 20 yep. yards. And then they did it wasn't the same guy, but sort of a similar idea as New England. They needed one of the most critical plays of the game. Just throw it up to your big ass tight end. That dude can play, man.
Dude, he's an awesome
Tyler
player.
Warren's a real good player.
Awesome player.
And
man.
Bowman was covering the play. I mean, it wasn't the same thing as last week where Bertrand wasn't on it. And by the way, Bertrand made a big play at the
he
end
did.
Of the game, too.
He like, did.
He stepped up and made a nice did. Tackle. But I mean, Bowman was all over him. Warren's just better and made the play, and that was kind of that. And they continued driving down the field, got into field goal range, make the field goal. I don't understand not using your timeout to not run the 10 seconds off. I don't know that it's like the biggest deal in the world, but I still don't get it.
Right.
Like, you had two timeouts, okay, and another untimely grounding call on Michael Penix.
Yep.
Sucks. That's three now.
Yep. Three
and they all happen in really critical points.
Yep.
So don't do that.
Yep.
But I don't understand not just burning that timeout. Then you have one timeout left in 11 seconds. Right. You could take a couple shots.
I mean,
then what do you have to lose?
Nothing at all.
It's a tie game. You can try to get into field goal range. But yeah, I mean, that little stuff just doesn't happen. At the end of halves, and the same thing happened at the end of the first half. If they had used a timeout.
See, I didn't get that. I didn't get that.
Right. I mean, yeah, again, because, yeah, you didn't know he was going to intercept it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Do you know he's going to intercept the ball?
But,
you know?
But again, it's just give yourself the opportunity potentially to sneak three.
Maybe.
They never sneak three.
They don't.
They always
get snuck for three.
Exactly.
They get snuck for three.
I can.
Yes.
And you're right. It probably wouldn't have worked out, and it might not have mattered. But I can't think of a single instance in the last.
You don't need to leave no clock.
Where it's like, oh, that was crafty. Look at, oh man, they played it perfect there. Except for the one time I can think about it was at the end of the Tampa game last year where they were able to make that throw over the middle, fire drill field goal,
yes.
everybody on the field. That was the one
yes.
time. The one time they did it.
Yes.
Other than that, it's always been like, oh man, I don't know. That was sloppy. That God, they might have left some out there. And in games like this, we said the same thing last week, in games like this where the margin is razor thin,
yep.
if you snuck the three at the end of the first half, maybe it's 28-25 at the end of the game instead of 25-25.
Exactly.
Maybe you're coming home with
exactly, man. And it just sucks, man. It does, because you know your defense, you ask for certain things, and your defense, your pass rush, and they did their job. They rushed the pass. They covered as good as they could. Now, they pay those dudes over there, and they got some bigger. You got a bigger tight end, Billy Bowman. You said it. I mean, you can't be in better position.
Yep.
You know, but it was a hell of a throw, hell of a catch by Warren. And, you know, they were able to keep the drive alive. But, I mean, the biggest one was just like you had Jonathan Taylor by the ankle so many times. But he's just so great that he didn't fall. You know, AJ, you know, you can't get – I mean, it's easy for me to say that because you can't see where Jonathan Taylor is. And so you're closer to the scrum than maybe you need to be. And then he just bounces out. And you're not catching him. He eliminates angles.
Well, half the team on both sides – gave up too.
Yeah.
The play was over.
Yeah.
They thought half the Colts players were walking back to the huddle.
What the hell? And then he bounces out and he's out the dough.
Gone.
And that was just a recurring theme, man. And you know, them the way they used him as a receiver, you know, he's just that good of a player. And you know, the Atlanta, they have a guy on their team. I thought Bijan was fine.
Yeah.
I thought that they could have used him a little bit more in the passing game than they did.
They got to do something.
I hated that damn screen pass. But the thing about it, I said it's the same couple weeks, as great as, and much as I love me some Drake London, he gets people with ass kicked on that play. You know, you got to block him. You got to block him. You got to give Bijan an opportunity to get, when they're giving him the ball like that. That's like when we talk about with Georgia, with Zachariah Brand. Just give him the ball and see if what can happen when he gets it. But you got to block for him for that to happen.
It's worth a try.
It's worth
like that three or four times a game just to see Zachariah Branch. Obviously scored a touchdown on it on Saturday. Georgia with the best win they've had.
Hell yeah.
We'll get to that as the show goes on. But, yeah, I mean, look, it's incredibly frustrating to be back on another Monday after another Falcons game where – a lot of plays were left out there. Three out of the last four games, there are, I don't know, two to three moments in every single one of those games.
And that's like I was on third down.
It's
always on third down. Totally. A miss here, a miscommunication, like the miscommunication with 87. Like, was Michael thinking he was sitting and he was running? Michael threw it like he was sitting. Receiver was running.
All I know about David Sills is him and the quarterback haven't been on the same page on a single route that he's run since he's been up there.
It seems like it.
Like, every route he's run, it's like the quarterback's like, oh, you're supposed to, you know what I mean? Like, because he was right there.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, was he supposed to sit or was he supposed to continue to run?
I don't know.
So, I mean, those are the miscommunications
that
you're talking about.
The fact that he's even out there, though,
why is he out there?
Speaks to the situation. Well, because they don't have anybody else.
Oh, yeah.
Because Darnell Mooney had one catch and eight targets.
Yes.
And Ray McLeod's not on the team anymore. And Casey Washington drops the ball. Mm-hmm. And they don't have anybody else to throw the ball to.
Yeah.
I mean, the wide receiver situation is pretty bleak. Like, Drake London, great game.
Yes. How about my boy,
the old
dog with the grab?
Terrible, terrible game.
Nice grab. I like the backup tight end.
Oh, yeah. Charlie Warner.
Yeah, man, nice grab.
Sorry, my bad. Second leading receiver.
Nice catch.
Charlie Warner.
Nice catch and run.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
All right. Phone lines will be open in about half an hour, 404-726-0929. You know the drill. Falcons lose, you call in, we talk about it. Rinse and repeat. God, someday it's not going to be like this. I know it. But today it is. So we'll talk it out in about half an hour. We'll tell you what's trending coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back to school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.